Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. After a period during which treatment options for multiple sclerosis were limited, natalizumab, fingolimod, teriflunomide, and other drugs gained regulatory approval and entered the market. Meanwhile, Phase 2 and Phase 3 trials for several other molecules are showing promising results. Dr. Tobias Derfus, co-head of the Outpatient Care Unit and the Neuroimmunological Research Group at the University Hospital Basel, joins me to discuss disease-modifying therapies that may be available in the near future. Dr. Derfus, in a recent study, the oral drug leqvinamod reduced disability progression by 46%, and neurologists have called this result surprising. Why is that?
Leqvinamod is a small molecule, so it's not a monoclonal antibody. The mode of action is not completely clear. At least in animal models, it was shown to reduce inflammation and decrease demyelination and prevent axonal damage in a toxic model of demyelination. There were two big phase 3 studies conducted, the Allegro and the Bravo trial. The Allegro trial was testing leqvinamod against placebo, and it showed a significant but only moderate reduction of the relapse rate from 0.39 to 0.3, so it was not as impressive as the results with the monoclonal antibodies. But on the other hand, it showed a quite impressive reduction of the disability progression. The percentage of patients with progression, they dropped from 19% in the placebo group to 9.8% in the Verum group. And these results were accompanied by a reduction of also brain atrophy. And similar results like in the Allegro trial were also found in the Bravo trial that tested leqvinamod against an interferon. And I think most of the neurologists consider these findings surprising, because normally we believe that disability reduction in these phase 3 trials that look at a very short time period of 2 years in relapsing remitting patients, that this disability progression is connected to relapses. So everything that occurs in disability progression is linked to disability that develops during a relapse. And therefore, we always believe that the relapse reduction should be accompanied by reduction in disability progression. And this drug showed more pronounced effect in disability progression. So there might be an additive effect regarding neuroprotection, and this was also seen in animal models. And therefore, this drug seems to be interesting. One possible clinical trial would be to test it in progressive MS, and the other possibility would be to combine it with an anti-inflammatory drug, to combine both mode of action, so acting against inflammation and in increasing neuroprotection. And therefore, this drug is interesting, and it's a completely new mode of action, also not completely understood. And I think the clinical development is ongoing so far. As I know, it's not registered, but more trials will be conducted, probably in progressive MS, maybe higher dosages or combination studies. And this will be interesting to see if it still shows these promising effects on brain atrophy and disability progression.
Now, researchers have been studying statins as potential treatments for MS. What have we learned about statins as a class from recent clinical trials?
Yeah, this was a completely new concept to look into statins, and this came also mainly from animal models that showed some benefit of statins in the EAE model of MS. And I think the first observation that was made that statins may have a role in the treatments of MS was made by the Folmer group in 2004, that reported a small cohort of patients where the statin treatment led to a reduction of gadolinium-enhancing lesions in these patients. And there were several follow-up studies that used statins as monotherapy and often as an add-on therapy. And recently the syncombine trial that was published in Lancet didn't show an additive effect of statins added on to interferons. And there were also one trial that showed that it may even worsen MS. So at that point, I think this concept of statins in MS was over. But then last year at ACTRIMS in 2012, the group of Chataway and colleagues, they reported a, a quite small clinical trial with 140 secondary progressive patients that they follow up for 2 years. And it was a placebo-controlled trial, and patients on Virum received 80 milligrams of simvastatin. And in fact, they really saw significant results on the rate of brain atrophy. So this was reduced in the treated group. And they also saw reductions in disability progression as measured by EDSS and the MS impact score. And so these results were, of course, are very promising, but were also completely unexpected that these statins could have an impact on secondary progressive MS. So far, the trials that have been conducted in secondary progressive MS, they were mostly negative. And so far, we don't have really good treatments for secondary progressive MS. So if this holds true, this would be very promising treatment. And I think, as I said, the trial was quite small with 140 patients. But if this can be reproduced in a bigger trial, this would be a big step forward for treatment of progressive MS.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Derfus. This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.